Bitcoin halving and all this crypto craziness, what would you do with 5K to make the best return? All in ETH or Solana, alternate coins? Thank you. Bam. This question for you.
Yeah, I mean, you have Ethereum right now being one of the leading narratives. We have the Ethereum ETF that's going to be taking place. I think BlackRock filed for an Ethereum ETF in November.
Yes. And we're, it's going to be finalized, I think, in May or whatever, for their approvals.
It will get approved. You know,
it's going to get approved.
BlackRock does not lose ETF approval. So when that takes place, once the Bitcoin narrative kind of calms down a little bit post-halving, altcoins tend to run. So you have your large caps, your medium caps, your small caps, and you have your meme coins. And then the cycle kind of shuffles back in and out.
What do you predict is going to happen with Ethereum? Because one of my crypto buddies, you know, Charlie, shout out to him from, it was actually Miguel that had me up from Dollar Cost Crypto. Hit me up and said, hey, how much Ethereum do you have? And I told him, and he was like, you need to get some more, because this would exactly what you said. You mentioned the thing with BlackRock and then the ETF that is going to get approved for an ETF, and he predicts is going to shoot up. What do you think as far as like, what are we looking at for prices for Ethereum? Because I think Ethereum is
Ethereum is a $10,000 token. So you have, it's called the EVM. It's the Ethereum Virtual Machine. All these projects and products are built upon it. So it's a layer one. It's what's called the monolithic cryptocurrency at this point, like Bitcoin. Things are being built upon it.
Gotcha.
So they're ecosystems at this point. So in order to transact in this ecosystem, you need Ethereum. Yeah. So people just use it as that currency. Plus you have the ETF approvals. As soon as it becomes approved as an ETF, what that means is institutions now say, okay, green light to start investing. Not only that, but it's also deflationary. So you have all these aspects taking place. I think Ethereum has a bright future, but if you're looking to multiply 5K, it really depends on your risk tolerance.
Gotcha.
But I wouldn't be out here listening to tweets. I would do some research, figure out where you see a narrative moving, and put that money to work.
You know, it's interesting because people have been telling me that for years. Is that Ethereum is going to be a $10,000 asset very soon. And do you think we might get that this year with it becoming an ETF?
It depends. I think it depends also where Bitcoin ends.
Okay.
But everything follows Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Everything follows Bitcoin. But right now we're sitting at about $3,300. In January, we're sitting at $2,100. So it's already up quite a bit.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's better than keeping just USD. At the end of the day, the USD is...
$3,400 as of this moment right now.
Okay, so it's up even a little bit more.
Yeah.
So you only see these markets going up, and at the end of the day, if you miss out on the bull run, so be it. Like, it doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't affect my bank account. Doesn't affect my bottom balance. And just make sure you don't lose.
Yeah. We don't have shit to sell right now anyway, by the way, just letting y'all know. Like, we're just telling you guys the crypto markets are going up and... Yeah. You should invest. You guys invested when we told y'all a couple months ago with the course, you guys would be up right now.
We've been told the highs from Miguel and Charlie.
Yeah.
Bitcoin, 100K, Ethereum, 10K. I mean.
Yeah.
So
would you say what, 2025 potentially? We're going to be looking at $10,000 Ethereum?
I don't know. I just know it's there.
Okay.
I don't like to predict times. It's more so the fact that it will happen. Just like people said, hey, Bitcoin's going to hit 100,000. You can't predict when it's going to hit 100,000. You just know that eventually it'll come. And whether
so
it comes,
believe that as well, that Bitcoin will be a $100,000 coin?
Bitcoin will continue to go up because the government is continuing to print dollars. And it's not the fact that Bitcoin is just becoming more valuable. It's also the fact that the dollar is becoming less valuable.
Mm.
So you need to understand that it's limited supply versus infinite supply, and that things are priced in dollars. So the more the US dollar gets printed, the more the currency gets devalued, the more Bitcoin is going to go up, because it's not backed by nothing. It's backed by real energy. It costs money in order to mine a Bitcoin. Yep. Right now, I think it's about $45,000 or $47,000 to mine a Bitcoin. That's the energy cost that it takes to
and
mine a Bitcoin.
And there's a finite amount of them now.
Yes, there's 21 million. There's more than 21 million millionaires. And there are, circulating supply for Bitcoin, considering what's left over off of everybody that's lost their tokens and stuff of this nature, not everybody's going to be able to own a Bitcoin. So once we hit supply shock, and not everybody is able to get their hands on, that's when people are going to start running to the doors to get some. So get in early. The people that call it a scam, well, they're usually financially illiterate people, and that's totally fine.
I've realized that, you know, Bitcoin has exploded over the past, you know, 5 or 6 years or whatever maybe. I remember when Bitcoin was like $3,000 a coin. Now it's 60 some thousand. Would you say it's a little too high for most people to get in and they should look elsewhere, maybe into Ethereum or Solana or one of these other alternative coins that have a bright future?
Yeah, it's just understanding ecosystems and understanding where the narrative is. So you have narratives, which is long-term plays, and then you have trends. The trends are like, you know, people playing short-term trends. Mm-hmm. I think AI is a big narrative. I think gaming is a big narrative. And yeah, I just think people just have to pay attention to the crypto market. I don't think people should turn their eyes away from them and from these tokens and these products, because they're real. They're here to stay, and people are building real technology upon it. People were saying AI is not going to come out for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And in 6 months, it completely revolutionized the way that people work. Where is it going to be in 5 years? Where is it going to be in 10 years? Are you just going to continue going to university, getting a regular degree, or you're going to take advantage of the opportunity of a lifetime, which is the fact that AI, digital currencies, social media, making money online, building digital businesses isn't going anywhere. The internet has been around for 25 plus years.
Yep.
It ain't going anywhere. It's the new gold rush. I call it the digital gold rush. It was 1858, and the rumors in California were spreading to the east saying, yep, hey, there's gold, there's gold, there's gold. People 20 years in were probably like, hey, once all the gold was mined, or the gold, most of it was mined, oh, well, it's the end.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't the end, because a 200-year gold industry was created from it. So a 200-year internet industry is being built and is being created from the birth of the internet. And we just happen to be lucky enough to be at the inception part of it, which comes with a lot of scams. It comes with a lot
of course,
it comes with a lot of risk, but no risk, no reward.
Yeah. I think when in doubt, buy Ethereum, guys. I mean, Bitcoin might be a little too high for the average person to get in, but I think all of you guys should have enough money to get maybe one Ethereum, two Ethereum, you know, over the course of a year. You should be able to save up the money and get it instead of spending that money on some chick that doesn't like you.
I mean, we've seen the time gap here has been pretty safe throughout everything.
Yeah,
so
it's been going up, yeah, right? I mean, and if you can bear, I think the big thing is also what you mentioned at the top of the show is, you know, you need to be able to stick it out, right? Because people think, oh my God, I'm losing money. You don't lose money until you pull your money out. Don't forget that, guys, because a lot of people think like, I'm losing money, blah, blah, blah. It's never a loss until you pull the money out. And if you can wait long enough, you're almost always going to be profitable.
Unless you were in safe mode.
The thing I always tell people is one of the biggest scams of the US dollar is thinking that one US dollar has always been worth one US dollar. In the 40s, you could buy a house for a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
1-2 years of work, working at a regular factory, you could buy a home
on a single income too.
Exactly. So nowadays you can't even buy a house with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years worth of work. Plus you have income tax, which is another scam that we can go ahead and talk about. So what you need to do is understand that the US dollar, anybody can look it up right now. Go on Google and ask
income tax. Oh my
God. How many dollars were printed in the last 10 years? Trillions, $6-7 trillion were printed. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to your money? And then look up a purchasing power calculator. What is the purchasing power of your dollar from 2021, which is very simple, not very far ago, to now? And the purchasing power is, I think, about 15%. So your purchasing power has gone down in 3 years about 15%. It's absolutely ridiculous. What do you think? The government's going to stop printing?
Yeah.
When you have the printers, you're just going to continue printing.
Not only that, a lot of people don't know this. Like something crazy like 50% of the dollars in circulation were printed during the COVID time period.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's like, yeah, so something wild, like around 40 to 50% of the dollars in circulation. It might be less now because we've been printing so much more money. Mm. But regardless, let's say it's 25%, 30%. That's still fucking crazy.
That's a lot.
That percentage of money that's out in circulation right now was printed only 4 years ago during a pandemic.
Stimulus checks.
And it's not,
yep.
And it's not the thing that things are getting more expensive. It's that your money is becoming worthless.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What they're doing is they're not just stealing your money, is they're stealing the value of your work. They're stealing the value of your hour. They're stealing the value of your energy, because now you have to work twice as hard, extra hours, in order to have the same lifestyle you used to have. So you need to hedge yourself with assets that protect your purchasing power, that protect the energy that you initially input into something. So for example, let's say I pay you for a gig.
Yep.
10 years ago, $10,000 for a gig. And yep, you held to that $10,000, right?
Cash like an idiot.
Cash. Today, that money would be worth a lot less. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? That means that they've stolen the value, initial value of your purchasing power. They've stolen the initial value of your time, and they've just printed it. They do it through taxation, and they do it through the printing of money. And once people wake up to this, especially if you're overseas, if you're in America, okay, I get it, because we have the world reserve currency. But if you're overseas, you're just getting fucked time and time and time again, because you're not just competing against your own inflation. You're also competing against the fact that the US is debasing.
Dollar.
It's been crazy, dude.